Angus. Thank you for coming out.
Well, where do we start? I always went to church. My mother, she was a Christian, and I continued going to church from the time of Reverend McRae right to the present time, regularly, and I thought that was enough up until about 2 years ago, because I found a small lump on my skin. So I went to doctors and then to skin specialist. And when I went to the specialist, when the specialist spoke to me and he said it was skin cancer, but the next sentence was like a duet. There were two voices speaking, which said, "It is a warning to you. Then the sun is good for you." Then the second voice stopped and the specialist continued to say, "It is also bad for you," that being S-U-N, the sun. So, a wee bit of a shock. So I came home. Isabella was working. So obviously, I said, was a shock. So I sat on the couch and I got the Bible and just opened it randomly. Every chapter I read this book very personally to me. And I just felt a burden coming off me then. And one of the chapters was John chapter 14, verses 1 to 4. "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Now, this chapter was actually my mother's, before my father died, these words were said to her. And that was the first chapter that I looked at. And then there was Luke 12, verse 8. "I tell you, whoever acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man will also acknowledge him before the angels of God. But he who disowns me before men will be disowned before the angels of God." Now, after getting the lump removed and the salt came back that it was cancer, but not the one that spreads, the devil was then telling me not to profess your faith now since it was clear. Now, that is so wrong. You should not say things when you are in trouble and then change your mind when it has passed. Because you or I wouldn't like it if someone promised you something and then didn't do it. So I knew I would have to take communion, but the next question was when. Of course, the devil was fighting. He was telling me to leave it just now, because the next communion coming up was when this church actually opened. And he said, "Don't do it, because then people would be just saying, you're taking communion because it's a new church. And what will your friends and family say?" So I decided to maybe leave it till the next communion. However, Isabella knew that I was troubled, and she said that I should. So I decided that if during the communion weekend I hear one of the preachers mention the word scar, since I had one, and Jesus had scars on his hands, that I knew it was a sign. But Saturday morning came, and still no mention of a scar. However, now I know that was me telling God and not God's way. It's similar to what Derek Clement said this morning about Job and his three friends. It was during the Saturday morning service when Nisian told a story about the wee hungry boy that had the shells in his hand and he wouldn't let go to get the bread that was offered to him. That's when my eyes were opened. That was me holding on to the earthly things. Similar to David last Sunday when he preached from Mark, holding on to our earthly idols. So I said, that's then my eyes were open, and I went to the session and took communion the next Sunday. Now, of course, we sit in the middle of the church to take the communion, and Isabella sat to the side, like those who don't take communion do. And during the service, the word, the voice spoke to Isabella as well that day and said to her, what are you doing sitting there? You've been together for over 30 years. Do you want to be separate for eternity? So when the next communion came up, of course, it was Isabella's time to have ifs and buts. But of course, that again is the devil speaking. There's no ifs and buts with God. I told you it would be a short testimony. But I've chosen two either psalms and hymns to have, but T.D. punched the first one. So, luckily, the other one that we like is the Sands of Time Are Sinking, which the version Farrakhan sings. And I pray with, as the sands of time are sinking, that my prayer is that no one will be sinking into the sands of Lusk and Tyre, Borough, or any cemetery without first being saved.